joyful and triumphant. O God, he, O God, he will bear the heaven. Come and behold him, for the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Let's worship and adore him. Let's worship and adore him. Let's worship and adore him. Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy. For he For he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord. We'll praise his name forever.
Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of
into heaven. The shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Let's sing together. Infant holy, infant lowly, for his bed a cattle stall, oxen lowing, little knowing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Flocks were shepherds. Flocks were sleeping, shepherds keeping vigil till the morning new. Saw the glory, heard the story, tidings of a gospel true. How could it be? This baby in my arms, sleeping now so peacefully. The Son of God, the angel said, how could it be? Lord, I know he's not my own, not of my flesh, not of my bones. Still, Father, let this baby be the son of my love. Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? He looks so small. His face and hands so fair, and when he cries, the sun just seems to disappear. But when he laughs, it shines again. How could it be? Father, show me where I fit into this plan of yours. How can a man be father to the Son of God? Lord, for all my life I've been a simple carpenter. How can I raise a king? How can I raise a king? How could it be this baby in my arms? Sleeping now, so peacefully. The Son of God, the angel said, how could it be?
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for this day. Lord, for weeks we've planned and anticipated. We've purchased gifts, we've wrapped them, we've put them under the tree. We've sung the songs of Christmas. And now, Lord, it's Christmas Eve. And Christmas is here. We're so grateful today as your children that we can gather at this special time for this special celebration. God became man. That babe born in the manger, the Son of God. How can it be? How can it be? And yet the only answer is it is because we have a sovereign God. The Bible says, love this world so much that He gave His only begotten Son on Christmas so that we can know the God of heaven and be saved. And so, Heavenly Father, as we open up Your holy word on this holy day, we pray that the Spirit of God would minister to us. We celebrate Christ at Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope your hearts are overflowing with gratitude today. Gratitude because Jesus is born. Gratitude because the babe in Bethlehem is the Lamb of God. And the Lamb of God is the hope of all creation. Today on this Christmas Eve, we conclude a month-long series on Christmas. And today we are going to be in Matthew chapter 1. Now I know it's hard to see your Bibles, and if you have a device you can look at it and follow fine. If not, just listen this morning. We've already read from the Christmas story in Luke chapter 2 today, but our focus is going to be on the last several verses of Matthew chapter 1. A very, very important part of the Christmas story. Matthew chapter 1, beginning in verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After His mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus. On this Christmas Eve Sunday, the title of my message today is simply, as the angel said thousands of years ago, God with us. Today, as we are gathered here in Cross Lanes, West Virginia, there's no peace in Bethlehem. There's no peace in Israel as they are at war with Hamas. And going back 2,000 years to the first Christmas, there were also problems that the Jewish people were facing. They were under the thumb of Rome. But you know what? Something very, very special was about to happen. And so we look at God's Word today as we think back to that very first Christmas. And we begin this morning with the miraculous birth that took place in that manger in Bethlehem. And the miraculous birth was announced by an angel. Verse 18 says this, Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. The angel came on that first Christmas to Joseph in a dream. Now, as we've just seen from the Word of God, Joseph was a good man. The Bible says in verse 19, he was a just man. He was a hard-working carpenter. He loved this woman named Mary very, very much. But as we come to this passage, he's heartbroken. He's heartbroken because this woman that he loved was pregnant. And he knew that this child, this baby, was not his. But because he was a good man, because he was a kind man, Joseph wanted to treat Mary properly. In situations like this, in those times, there were different things that the man, the husband, could do about the situation. The kindest of those was not to publicly shame the woman, but to divorce her very quietly. And that's what Joseph wanted to do. He thought, I can't follow through with the official marriage yet, and so I will put her away quietly. But then the angel came. And the angel came in a dream, and the angel came with words of hope. Words of great, great hope. It says in verse 20, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear not, Joseph. Fear not to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, this woman you love, go ahead and marry her. You can still marry her. Because what has happened within the body of Mary is supernatural. It's miraculous. It is the work of God. The child in Mary, Joseph, is the Son of the Most High. He is the Son of God, and that makes Mary a chosen vessel. And Joseph, Mary will be honored above all women. My friends, today on this Christmas Eve, the birth of Jesus in a manger in Bethlehem is the greatest miracle in the history of the world. There has never been a greater miracle than the birth of that Christ child. the Son of God through the womb of a virgin. The greatest miracle in history is the birth of Jesus. The miraculous birth is found in Matthew chapter 1, but also the memorable names. The memorable names, and the name of Jesus, the Bible says, is above every name. In fact, Philippians chapter 2 says that the name of Jesus is above every name on earth, and someday every knee will bow to that name, and every tongue will confess that name, that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And so let's look at some of the memorable names in this passage. For many months this past summer and into the fall, we looked at the names of God in the Old Testament. Now let's look at some more names of Jesus in the New Testament. What is He called in this passage? First of all, He is called the Christ. The Christ, which is the Messiah. The baby that was born in Bethlehem is the Messiah of God. Verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. Christ from Messiah means deliverer. You see, the Christ was the promised one of the Old Testament. The Jews waited and waited and waited eagerly for a deliverer, for their Messiah. And as you come to the last words in the Old Testament, until the first words of the Gospels are proclaimed in the Bible, there were 400 years. 400 years of total silence. The prophets spoke. The prophets said, Isaiah and others, that the promised one would come, the Messiah would come, and then the Old Testament was completed, and nothing happened for 400 years. But finally, God spoke. And after 400 years of silence, Christ, the Messiah, came in the form of a little baby. And my friends, today on this Christmas Eve, Christ came not only to deliver the Jewish nation, but Jesus Christ came as our deliverer. He came to deliver us from sin and death, and He came on that first Christmas morn. And so, He is our Christ. He is our Messiah, our Deliverer. But He is also our Savior, our Jesus. Verse 18 says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. Verse 21 says, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call His name Jesus. And verse 25 says, and did not know her until she brought forth her firstborn son, and called His name Jesus. 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 There's just something about that name. What a precious, precious name, the name of Jesus. And Jesus means Jehovah saves. Jehovah is our salvation. Jehovah saves. And folks, the purpose of Jesus' birth was to save sinners. The reason He was born in that manger in Bethlehem was to seek and to save those who are lost. Jesus came as our Savior to die on the cross of Calvary, to cleanse our sins. You see, Christmas began in a manger, but Christmas is fulfilled on the cross. Christmas began in that manger of Bethlehem, but it was fulfilled on the cross of Calvary, Golgotha's Hill, for our sins. Jesus came as our Savior. Yes, our Messiah, but our Savior on Christmas Day. And then the third name of Jesus we find in this passage is Emmanuel. He is our God, our Messiah, our Savior, our God. Verse 23, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Folks, where is God today? With us. Where is God today? He's with us. There are people all around this globe looking for God, wanting to see God. God is with us as we gather this morning at Cross Lanes Bible Church in West Virginia to celebrate Christmas, the birthday of our Lord. We are the church. God is with us by His grace. And so if you're looking for God, we look to one another because it says God is with us. God is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. The tiny baby in the manger was God in human flesh. That's the incarnation. God became man and dwelt among us. John 1 and verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word." That's talking about Jesus. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." In John 1:14, "And the Word," Jesus, "became flesh on Christmas, and He dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory." Emmanuel was one with the Father from eternity past. Emmanuel was the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. Emmanuel was and is deity wrapped in humanity. Emmanuel came to earth as God in the flesh, incarnate, on Christmas. Beloved, we must never forget these special names for Jesus. Never forget them, because they represent everything that Jesus is to His children. He is our Messiah, the Christ. He is our Savior, Jesus. And He is our God, Emmanuel, God with us. And so today we celebrate the miraculous birth, the memorable names, and then the mission accomplished. Praise God. Through Christmas, the mission is accomplished, and the mission was His amazing grace given to us. Verse 21 says this, "And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins." Let's focus on that word "sins" for just a minute. Jesus' mission when He came to earth on Christmas was to be the sacrifice for sin. The sacrifice for sin. Folks, only the Lamb of God, the Christmas Lamb, can cleanse your sin. Only Christ. Only the Lamb of God can cleanse your sin. You can't have cleansing from sin any other way. It's not in your good works. It's not how much money you give to charities. It isn't self-mutilation and sacrifice. Cleansing of sin comes through the Christmas Lamb. And Jesus came to shed His precious blood at Christmas. 1 John 1:7 says, "The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin." How much sin? All. Not some of our sin. Not most of our sin. But Jesus came and shed His precious blood to cleanse us from all sin. Question on this Christmas Eve, have your sins been forgiven by the Lamb of Christmas? If not, what a wonderful time today to cry out, repent, ask the forgiveness of Christ for your sins. The sacrifice of sins. But there's another word I want you to see in this verse. He will save His people from their sins. Jesus came and gave His amazing grace, showed us His amazing grace for the sacrifice of sin, but also the salvation of souls. You see, only the Lamb of Christmas can save your soul. Cleanse your sin. Save your soul. John 3:16, perhaps the most beloved verse in all the Bible. And I love this verse because it's so simple. For God so loved the world. Who's that? That's you. That's me. That's your family. That's your neighbors. That's those who live on the other side of the world. For God so loved the world that He did something. Love, true love is action. True love is action. Agape is action. For God so loved the world that He gave. Who did He give? That baby that was born in a manger. That He gave His only begotten Son. What did He do? He gave His Son upon the cross of Calvary. To die in our place. God loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son on the cross. That whoever believes in Him should not perish. But have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. No merit of my own. Belief in Christ. Trust in Christ. The Son of God who died on the cross for your sins. And at Christmas, I can't think of a better time than to bow before the Lamb of God and be saved. If we believe, we will receive eternal life. A relationship with the God of heaven through Jesus. And eternity in heaven. Have you been saved today by the Christmas Lamb? You say, Pastor, I show up to church. That's not the question. Pastor, I'm a pretty good person. Man, you should see my neighbor. I'm pretty good. That's not the question. The question is this. Have you been saved by the Lamb of God? Have you looked and lived? Have you put your faith and trust in Jesus? Christ alone, by His grace through faith. And you know what? If there's a tug in your heart this morning, that could be the Holy Spirit of God saying, now's the time. Christmas Eve, 2023. To trust Christ alone as Savior. Beloved, the mission of Christmas was fulfilled when God sent this little baby born of a virgin, born in Bethlehem, to die on the cross as a part of God's amazing grace for you and me. Some say He was just a good teacher, but good teachers don't claim to be God. Some say He was merely a good example, but good examples don't mingle with prostitutes and sinners. Some say He was a madman, but madmen don't speak the way He spoke. Some say He was a religious phony, but phonies don't rise from the dead. Some say He was only a phantom, but phantoms can't give their flesh and blood to be crucified. Some say He was only a myth. But myths don't set the calendar of history. Jesus has been called the ideal man. An example of love, the highest model of religion, the foremost pattern of virtue, the greatest of all men, and the finest teacher who ever lived. All of these descriptions capture elements of His character. But they all fall short of the full truth. The Apostle Thomas expressed it perfectly when he saw Jesus after the resurrection and exclaimed, "My Lord and my God." This baby is our Lord and our God. This baby was more than a baby. This baby was God incarnate, and today we say, my Lord, my God, my Savior, Jesus, born in that manger. Beloved, everything the angel told Joseph in this passage came true. It was read earlier, but in Luke chapter 2 and verse 7, the historical account was given like this, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus, Messiah, Savior, God, came to earth to seek and to save lost, to save us. And He came in a manger of Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. And so my friends, today, I can say from the bottom of my heart, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. God is with us. God is with us. And all God's people said, Amen and Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank You for this wonderful story. It never grows old. And every year we look at it, and we look at it from different aspects and vantage points, but it all comes back to the simple story that God became man. And Jesus was born to save us from our sins. And so, Lord, I pray in the quietness of these moments with the beautiful scenery around us, with the candles and the Christmas lights and loved ones close by, that, Lord, You would just speak to our hearts. Minister to us on this Christmas Eve. Heavenly Father, if there's anyone here today at Cross Lanes Bible Church or watching online who does not know You, Lord, do what I can't do. I pray that the Holy Spirit of God would convict them of their need for Jesus. That the Spirit of God would woo them to Yourself. And today would be the day of salvation. That any listening to the sound of My voice that don't know the Christ of the manger, the Christ of Calvary, by faith, would look and live, would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. May they cry out to You in their hearts and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I need a Savior, but I know Jesus came on Christmas and He died on the cross to save my soul, and He rose again the third day, victorious over death and the grave. And Lord, I believe. I believe in Jesus. I pray that there would be those that are listening right now that would trust Christ, would be miraculously born again by the Spirit of God. And Father, for those of us who know You, there has been a time in our life when we have looked and lived, we've believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us come and adore Him. Let us worship Christ on this Christmas Eve, but also let us worship Christ every day of our lives. As we finish 2023, as we are about to begin a new year, 2024, O come, let us adore Him, Christ the King. May we be a worshiper of Jesus today and every day of our lives until we see You face to face. And so, Lord, human words fail us when we talk about the birth of Jesus. And yet I pray that You would take the words that have been uttered today and drive them deep into our hearts and souls and give us a wonderful Christmas as we remember the reason we celebrate: Jesus, born in a manger. In Jesus' name, Amen.